Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita, our free weekly call program that we offer through Pillai Center. And on behalf of Dr. Pillai and everyone at Pillai Center and the members here who have been joining over the months, for all of those of you who are joining for the first time, welcome. I'm wishing you a very warm welcome. This is a really powerful week to be joining, and congratulations to everyone for paying attention to that inner calling, because there's a very special message, whether you know it on the intellectual level or maybe something just pinged your spidey senses and you showed up here to find out about it. So what I'm talking about is it's the week of the Guru. And Guru, as many of us know or have heard or read about from Dr. Pillai, it's the dispeller of darkness. It removes ignorance. So that sound in and of itself, those two sounds, two syllables, Gu and Ru, can even break down even further, but we won't get into that. So those two sounds will destroy the darkness or dispel the darkness, meaning the forces inside of us that create conflict, and they prevent us from experiencing bliss and peace and happiness and connection to our higher self. So just before we started the call, you may have heard the audio recording of Dr. Pillai giving out the Mula Mantra, Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. And that is just loaded with sounds of intelligence. So Om, the universal sound that connects you with God. And where is God? It's inside, it's outside, it's in everyone. It's in different realms and different universes. So that's like the calling card for accessing, oh, how do I know that I'm in touch with God? You just say that. And then not just say it, but over time you'll experience it. We'll experience a bit of it today when we do our meditation. So the other sound is I'm. I'm is the sound for intelligence. It's also the sound for Saraswati, the goddess of education, higher intelligence, wisdom, learning, creativity, music, dance, arts. So anything from that realm that creates beauty in ourselves and peace and inspiration, so that we can lead a purposeful life and have the wisdom to know what's right and wrong, and then to follow that path and not be diverted in any way. And so that sound will help to hit our consciousness and help us to understand that in this transition from the Kali Yuga to the Golden Age, the Satya Yuga, which is the age of truth. It's so hard to discern what the truth is, isn't it? We ourselves don't even know what our own truth is day to day. But if we could live in the truth of the divine, that we are connected and divinely guided, and we will bring in the Golden Age because that's the time, then it won't be like a human-laden, neurotic-laden sound, thoughts and talk to ourselves in a way that is like doubtful or non-supportive of it. We've lived a lifetime to this point that has brought question, like what really is being human all about? So crazy in the world. The internet is exploded that awareness into the world. So no one can really hide from it anymore. But what is the truth is eternal. And so we want to pray to the divine inside of us, to understand and discern what is our truth. And are we, and not question, are we living our truth? We will actually be in truth. And then be able to express that through our knowingness or the light or intelligence that's coming through. Hrim is the sound that will bring in the tremendous strength of Lord Hanuman. And Hanuman is the impossibility buster. He gives tremendous self-esteem. It doesn't say too much. So you'll be able to be in that energy where you just walk your talk, so to speak, or you won't even talk. You'll just be that, and people will be attracted to you. And you won't have to say too much, but things can shift. Then Sarvaloka is the next line, and that means everywhere. It's seen everywhere. So this intelligence, God intelligence, wisdom, this all-knowing and all-powerful and can do the impossible is everywhere. Aditya is the sun, a name for the sun. So the sun represents our soul. That's why we have this program on Sundays, because we're following the transit of the sun. Why do we want to do that? Because the sun reveals to us what our soul wants to know and experience and learn every month that it transits a new sign and a new house. And we talked about that earlier. It's coming up to a new transit as well next week. So right now it's transiting the third house, and that represents siblings or people who are are younger, looking towards us to be mentors. And then it also gives us courage and gives us the ability to take a risk in our lives that is going to be really fulfilling our soul's purpose. It might not make sense to anyone else, but the truth will be revealed, and then that truth will guide us. So trust in that. And, as we spoke about it earlier in earlier calls, previous calls, that, trust is something that is cultivated. It's not a one-off. Just as faith is cultivated, it's not a one-off. It's seeds that get planted. And sometimes we lose faith, we lose trust, we lose hope. That's another thing. That's not... Hope is not, a one-off. It's constantly, we have to look in our lives every day. And so what are we hoping for? What do we trust in? What do we believe in? What is our faith? Faith is utter positivity. Where have we lost our faith? Where is our energy gone? Is it gone sideways? Is it gone backwards? Is it gone up? That's all about faith. So these kinds of things, that are their energetic influences in our life, and we are going to be talking about that week to week and also experiencing it in our meditations and then sharing with members around the world who are on the path, whether you're joining for the first time or come for many, many years, and in this program you just jumped in and you're enjoying or you're wondering what it's all about. That's your soul saying, hey, this is where I need to show up next and get that information. So Aditya is about the sun and the soul. And it will illuminate. It will give you tremendous intelligence. Because, without the sun, we have no life, isn't it? If there was no sun, there would be no life. So then we have Shiva Satguru means Shiva, again, we've talked about that before. It's a Hindu god, that's fine. But also, Shi and Va is just masculine and feminine. It's the sound for enlightenment. It's also the sound for material prosperity. So it's perfect balance. It's that 200% life. If you just run around saying Shiva, 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 and you closed your eyes and you said Shiva, 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 and you imagined it spinning in your head, you would feel totally balanced within a minute or less. So that it has tremendous power to balance the right and left brain. It has tremendous power to balance the tendencies to just go space out and not want to be in this world at all. It can help you to be in this world, bring the energy of space in or that intelligence of something out there besides what's going on in my head to this earth plane, to you, to this earth plane, and then you walk the talk. So Satguru means a great guru. He's totally the highest guru, meaning he can destroy any darkness, any ignorance, not too difficult, in an instant. So when you tap into the energy of that, then you will be totally balanced. You will have total clarity. You'll be walking the divine path. You will know it. You won't question it. It will just be. And how you will know is because people will be attracted to you. And then they will want to understand what you're doing, and they will ask you things. They'll want to support you. So you'll be living this kind of light that dispels darkness. It makes people to wake up. It makes people to become aware of all the things in their life that isn't working and then take responsibility for it. So Baba Yaswaha means, Baba is a sound. Baba is a sound to remove Papa, P-A-P-A, which means mistake or sin. So it is all the mistakes. We have neurotic thoughts all the time. And we want this and we want that. And then we get it and we go, maybe not. So all these kinds of things can be dispelled by the sound Baba. And that's also a sound that is a word that is used here in India to denote an elderly person. A father can be called Baba. It can also be a teacher, a guide, guru. And then Swaha means you're bowing down or you're giving the opportunity for you to get grace poured on you. So all these sounds in that mantra, in that mula mantra, will go inside of us and expand all that wisdom. It's almost like we have to be force-fed spiritually to clear out all the darkness. Like we have to be so full that it blasts. There's no room for darkness. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for anything. And then you know that you've really had an experience with the divine. And then you go about in your day and maybe you'll lose some of it, or maybe you'll go back to your old ways, but at least you've experienced it, and then you keep cultivating that and growing it inside of yourself. So we will really go delve into this mula mantra. And why? Because this is the week of the Guru. So Pradosham is coming up on Thursday here in IST time, the India Standard Time. And it is a very powerful Pradosham in that it removes Guru's curse. So if in your life that you have been trying everything, and no matter what you do, no matter how much education you have, no matter who you know, no matter how hard you work, you get to a certain level and then it gets pushed. You can't go beyond it. So if that's something that has been happening to you, then you want to, maybe look into this on Thursday coming up. And then do special Pradosham, meaning it's a window of time to get the grace and blessings of Guru to remove the curse. It happens very rarely, and it's in a very powerful time in that right before Guru Purnima. So I've heard Dr. Pillai say it to me over the past couple of decades, and then to other people too. I'm always sending you blessings. So the Guru never stop sending blessings. That's his or her job. That's what they've come to do. They've come to just bless everyone and to remove negativity from their lives. However, what happens is there's some reason it got blocked. And it's not that guru that may have cursed you, but maybe a guru like an elderly person in your life, or a teacher, or a mentor. In another lifetime, or maybe in this lifetime it's showing up. And you may have hurt them deeply by something you said, maybe knowingly or unknowingly, or something you were supposed to do and you didn't, or you did and you weren't supposed to do. So whatever the case, if that's something that you're experiencing, progress to a certain point, and then it's like the rug gets pulled out from under you, that is... can be due to Guru's curse. So you want to around 1.5 hours before sunset time, wherever you are in the world on Thursday, then you want to really pray, do Tirunilakanta Makkural Shivaya Namah. Imagine Dr. Pillai beaming a light beam into your third eye and then activating the third eye and then removing that memory or that residual karma, that obstacle, that energy that's blocking you from getting the Guru's grace. We'll also experience that today in the meditation to understand what I'm talking about. And then, so participate in that. You can also pour milk and juice and water over Shiva Lingam if that's something you have, or some people are getting pretty creative over the years with Dr. Pillai, because there's no hard and fast rules with him. He's the greatest guru as far as I'm concerned, because he's like so practical. He wants you to be able to do things in your life even if you don't have all the proper sacred objects and things like that. So you can even laminate, you can download and laminate a picture of Dr. Pillai or, a picture of Shiva Lingam, temporary, so that you laminate it and then you can pour the milk and juice over that. If you don't have a statue or a Shiva Lingam, or you can even use a rock that you designate or a gemstone that you designate to be doing that on a regular basis. And then that the divine comes in and it absorbs the negativity in your life that is preventing you from connecting to Guru's grace fully. If you connect to Guru's grace fully, everything you do will be showing fortune, luck, and grace. Grace meaning ease. Grace meaning people will be coming to you like, bees on honey. They'll want to just be around you and just be close to you, and they'll want to support you and help you. Not too many of us can feel that or have that in our lives. So, we want to be attractive to people and not repelling when we're on the spiritual path. If we're repelling, that's a stage along the path, because we are maybe cleaning up our consciousness or cleaning up things that we've done in the past that are painful, and that's a part of the process that we need to just be maybe more internal and then go through it, or just not too many people around because they wouldn't understand what it is that we're going through. And if you're experiencing that, then that's what it is, or could be what it is. So Guru Purnima is, if you cannot go to Singapore, then where Dr. Pillai is going to be giving the initiation, the once-in-a-year initiation, to anyone whose soul understands that I need this grace and blessings in my life to evolve spiritually and also to take care of my practical needs and that of my family. So if you can't go out to see him in person, he's going to have a two-hour initiation over the phone. And that's offered through Pillai Center. And that's going to be different time zones. So just jump on to Pillai Center. I think we put the link on there last week on Sundays with Sucharita. But you can just go straight to Pillai Center and then click on the Guru Purnima and get the blessings. And if you've never meditated up until this point, it is worth a whole year's worth of meditation as well. So not only are you getting an initiation, but you're getting the most powerful time of the year. That if you haven't been able to do your practices and see the results culminate to this point, then just do it on this 2 hour, and you will get the results. Okay, so those people who are like, oh, nothing's happening, for whatever reason, then just go on that time. And I've experienced miracles myself, and other people have as well. You can watch it on YouTube and all the rest, but do it for yourself and find out for yourself. And then that will show up in your life as the blessings. So you can participate in that. And the reason being that there's 12 full moons a year, approximately. Maybe there's 13. So that's not too many. But what happens during a full moon is that all the gurus, all the gods, all the angels, all the masters, they come from the highest, purest, enlightened intelligence realms, that they can do things in an instant. And what they do is they look for people. They look for souls who are awake, aware of a full moon. And there's only 12 times a year. But do we know that? Do we pay attention to it? Maybe some of us do, and maybe some of us have said, oh, nothing happens, I do this. But you're clearing karma because those sages, those saints, those siddhas, those gurus, those gods, the angels, they're all coming in and carefully doing microsurgery on you, so to speak, and removing the blemishes so that you don't even notice it. Because if they came in and zapped you, you'd be dysfunctional. You wouldn't be, had too much light, you'd be burned out, right? So they do it in a way that when you open up, then it's kind of like however much you open up, to whatever level or degree that you open up or have the ability to open up, they work on that. So then over that year, then you have 12 or 15 times that you can really get access. But then if you've missed those 11 or 12 times, this is the time to make up for all of it. So Guru Purnima is it's a time where you can really start to accelerate your spiritual path. Not only that, you can clean up your material life, everything that is messed up and is causing you to be miserable. It's a drag. Your energy gets dragged down. And then how do you go and meditate? How can you meditate when you're so worried about things? So no matter how you try. So that's the guru, you pray, okay, please just take away all this stuff and give me some intelligence, and then I will work hard. I will continue to work hard. I'll go get, work at my job or my business or whatever it is, and I will do my best, but I want you to always be there in every religion, in every culture. You call on God to guide you. You call on the divine beings, the saints, the sages, the siddhas, the masters, the prophets, the angels, nature, animals, depending on the culture you come from. And that gives you the knowledge that's been hidden from you, or the guide that's been hidden from you. They direct you, and you learn to navigate accordingly. So, big week ahead. You're going to, maybe you've come out of this past couple of days and feeling a little bit disoriented, or maybe, in a bit of a funk. Because there's been the gods and the goddesses and the angels and all those divine beings, they've been working to rip out some nasties from your consciousness and maybe from your life, because that's what happens around the 8th and 9th moons. So today is the 9th moon, at least here in India, and that's the moon for Saraswati. And so we're going to experience some relief from the 8th moon, which is more of like a Durga moon or Kali moon, which just destroys. First of all, it brings up, if you've had deep-seated sadness, or you feel like, oh, what's the point of this life, or depression, demotivation, or there's actual things in your life or people in your life who are just like you, they have to leave. They have to get out of your life. So if you've been experiencing that, or things just are not going well, or you feel angry or upset or frustrated, that's a sign of the 8th moon. That's signs of the 8th moon. So, and then as the, it goes into the ninth moon, it's bringing in the energy of wisdom. So you know what's not good, and then you can navigate accordingly. So we're going to experience some bliss, and then tap into the energy of Guru and dispel the rest of the darkness or residual darkness, and then prepare ourselves to receive the full blessings of the Guru this week. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. Please listen to the rest of the recording that might enlighten you, give you a heads up for what's going on this week so that you can live purposefully and have a focus on what it is that you can put your energies towards. Then you'll be in the natural flow of things. Don't forget this special Pradosham coming up on Thursday, and then Guru Purnima on the weekend. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Those people who are going to stay, we're going to open the line for our discussion and then questions and answers or shared experiences, whatever you want. We'll just go with it. So slowly, slowly come back. I'll open the line now. You just need to press star 6 to unmute. Yeah, so if you press star 6, then you'll be live on Sunday with Suchibita. Does someone want to just let me know that I've got it on the right setting? Does anyone want to share about their experience? Does anyone have any questions? Yes? There's someone there.
Hey, good morning, Charita. This is Nanuchka.
Hi, Nanuchka. How are you?
I just piped in because nobody else seemed to be. I suspect others may be feeling what I'm feeling, which is I'm still pretty deep in the meditation, not really feeling very talkative.
Okay.
So, yeah, good job. It worked.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks, Nanuchka. I think there's a couple more people who are on.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
Oh,
yeah.
Not at the moment. Like I said, I'm just still really feeling in meditation, so not feeling
okay.
Too chatty. But there's some other people. Let them talk.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Nanuchka. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, Sucharita. It's Indrani.
Hey, how are you, Indrani?
I'm good. That was a very powerful meditation.
Okay. How so? Did you want to share?
Well, I wasn't really here a lot of the time. I went away somewhere else and had lots of visions, and typically it takes about 15 or 20 minutes for me to realize what the visions were after a meditation. So I had a hard time staying conscious and aware, which I think is a good thing when I do these meditations.
How so?
I think it means that it's working on a deeper level on me than I am aware of or am present to.
Okay. And then what happens?
And then I hear you say, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And thank God I hear you say that, because I don't know where I would be right now if I didn't hear you saying that.
You're not driving, are you?
No, I'm sitting in my living room, thank goodness, safe and sound.
Oh. That's great.
But, you know, I do have some questions about the upcoming timings.
Sure.
And I'm looking at the app, the Astrovet app that tells me about the timings. And I'm confused about the Pradosham. It's on Thursday, right? I mean, I know you say it's Thursday in India is the Pradosham. What I have showing up for Thursday here where I am in Britain for the Panchang, the moon phase, is it says that it's the full moon on Thursday. That the full moon begins for on Thursday, July the 10th at 7:21, and it ends on Saturday, July the 12th at 12:24 p.m.
Yeah. So what you want to do is follow your panchang where you are.
And so then Pradosham is a 13th waxing moon or a 12th waxing moon?
13th.
Okay, so for me, the 13th waxing moon ends July the 10th at 7:20. So would I do my Pradosham practices on July the 9th then? Because it's supposed to be during the last hour and a half before sunset, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, and sunset for me is around 9:30, quarter to 10.
Oh, okay.
So if I waited until July the 10th, I wouldn't get a Pradosham. I wouldn't get that hour and a half before sunset. So I should do it the day before, right?
Do it on your 13th moon, but just know that you're going to connect to the 13th moon here on that special Thursday. So
right.
the awareness is if there's any one teacher or guru from previous lifetimes that has been blocking you from progressing any further in any area of your life, especially professionally, because that's sort of what we do for, 8 to 10 hours of our day, right?
Yeah.
Every day. And that's what gives us purpose and all the rest. So if there's something that is not allowing you to have a breakthrough, it could be that gurus, and I don't like to use the word curse, that's the term they use here, but it just means that they were so hurt that their hurt became like a curse on you or any one of us. I happen to know because I had it in an Adi reading, and when I read it, it just made me sick inside of my soul, and I just thought, how could I be so stupid? But then, over the years, it's been working away at it, getting the Adi remedies and, paying attention to these full moons and participating, with other people and bringing God's teachings to the earth plane and getting people connected to their God self or their higher self. So all those things go towards getting, grace back.
Right.
Not that it's going to be a magical thing. Well, maybe it is, but we all have to put the effort in. And
right.
So it might be something that, you might want to experience. Do the technique, and then you'll see what it is you experience.
Right. Okay, so I do want to acknowledge the guru, the day of the guru on Guru Purnima. I just want to make sure that I get the right day. I don't want to do it on the wrong day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I get the thing about Pradosham, that so I'll be doing it on July the 9th, my Pradosham practice.
For you. Yeah.
For me, because I happen to be in Britain. And then the full moon, though, is from July the 10th until July the 12th at noon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like two evenings, right, or two
fabulous.
Nights.
Fabulous. Soak it up.
So that means the kind of practices that I choose to do I'm probably going to do, an Abhishekam and some chanting and make sure my ghee lamp is lit and, do the Abhishekam on my Jupiter Yantra, and also I have a couple of little Shirdi Sai Baba Murtis that I got in India last year. So we're going to do Abhishekam on those as well. And so then is there anything else that I should do? I mean, I know that there's that mantra. I know you spoke about the Mula Mantra a moment ago, but there's also that one, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu.
Guru Vishnu, Guru Gita?
Yes.
Yeah, I can put that on the blog.
That would be so great, because I can never remember all of the words of that. That
sure.
It's a long one, right?
I know. Yeah, so that those are really good things to do. One of the things that you can do as well is to offer the flower petals.
Right.
So every time, so you can do your Abhishekam and then rinse off your yantra or whatever it is that you're doing, but then light your ghee lamp, light your incense, and, you know, the ghee lamp represents, you know, higher intelligence and lighting and burning away impurities, things like that. The incense represents getting rid of the ego. So all the worry, all the anxiety that's preventing you from connecting to your divine self, your higher self, or these beings that can come and help you. So you want to light them.
So if I worry a lot, I should burn incense.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, when you walk into one of those bookstores, you know, maybe a spiritual bookstore or something like that, and they're burning incense. It's you go to a different place, don't you?
Yeah.
And or if you go into a church or somewhere where they're burning the incense, you automatically feel like, oh my God, I'm in heaven, I'm in a different realm. And it's you know, disconnecting you from all anxiety, and you kind of even, you know, get a little high. So that's what some people say. I don't, but sure I do. So do that, and then the flower petal is like the divine FedEx. So it is the express post to the divine. There's, you know, it's going to get there. It's registered post. Whereas our prayers can be kind of neurotic, or they're not supercharged. So when we put our prayer in the petal, this is the secret. Is you put your prayer in the petal and you say the sound for the deity. You know, on the full moon, you can also, if you need prosperity, pray to Lakshmi, you know, Sri Mrzi. And, you know, put that in, put that intention into the petal. And you know it's going pedal to the metal. It's going to go straight to heaven, right? And not get stopped. So that's... So then your worry goes away because you know it's a sure thing.
Right. So, and then, so what color flowers for the gurus? Orange?
Yeah, you can do orange, you can do yellow, you know, you can do any color, any flower that's available. Don't be stressed if you can find orange or yellow.
Okay. So
you can do red, whatever color, you know, that's what the divine is going to give you, and then you can just offer those flower petals. Some people can't get 108. That's fine. Just what you can do is put it in your right hand. In fact, we did that tonight or this afternoon with the group that comes here, and we all did the mula mantra. And as each we were doing it for maybe 15-20 minutes, and we said to everybody, take some flowers, put it in your right hand. Close your eyes and feel this energy in your right hand being poured into the flowers as you're saying the mantra. And then, you know, you can, before we started, we said, okay, fine, you know, identify an area in your life that if you had grace of Guru, this would be totally wiped out. It would be, you know, a brand new start to life. So whether it's health, relationship, business, profession, you know, your spiritual path, whatever it is, family, you know, a healing for yourself or someone else, you just put it in and hold on. And people's hands were burning by the end of it. These flowers were just so charged. And then we went and each one offered it to Baba's picture, Dr. Ply's picture. And then there was people just sat and closed their eyes and they could just feel the picture beaming light at them. So people don't make that up. You know, it's not a really, you feel it. That's why you want to do these practices with a group, because it validates your own experience, so that when you go and do it by yourself at home, yes, it's true. That's truth, right? So That's what the beauty of Dr. Pillai is, that he wants you to experiment, take the steps, do it, and then receive the benefits. And then there's people who can't, you know, in Rani, they can't do it because of time commitments or things going on. So there's all kinds of things that you can participate in. You can do pradosham, go onto astroved.com and order a pradosham service there, and it gets done by proxy. And wherever you are at that time, you'll feel something, whoa. And even if it's being done on the other side of the world, because it's talking to your soul, you're going to have that experience, and not only like internally as in a spiritual experience, but you will see the results in your life. And so you can do that through Astroved or Pillai Center, as I mentioned earlier. It's a 2-hour call. It's not just a call with Baba, like blah, 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 or a special teaching. He's going to be opening up your pineal gland that is the gateway to God consciousness. And then the Amrita is the elixir of life, of immortality, meaning that you are going to be connected to everything divine in your life. You won't be attracted to things that are going to take away from you. So it's a powerful time. It's a powerful empowerment that's going to be happening. And, you know, those people are saying, oh, 2 hours, it's a long time. Oh, my God. It feels like a minute.
It goes by fast.
It goes by fast. But you feel totally, totally supercharged. And, yeah, so that is also available. And you can participate in Fire Labs through San Diego, through Venkatesh, he does them in New York. So just whatever you can do, you can't do on your own at home as your own practice, then this is the time of the year to really get Guru's grace. And then for the rest of the year, you're smooth sailing. So again, if you feel your karma coming up and you know, causing doubt or anxiety, then that's something you got to break through. Because as we mentioned in life, you know, the moment you push yourself or you do things to better yourself is the moment fear arises or blocks arise, and we almost kind of subconsciously create them. So we can't progress. And then someone reminds us, oh, who you are, you're not like that. You're divine. I've seen you do this before. And so then encouraging words come, and that's inspiring, and, you know, so on. So Guru does that. If no one is around in your life to do that for you, then this is the time to get that support and guidance and blessings and know it and feel it and cry with gratitude that, oh my God, there is grace. There is such a thing in my life. So however you want to participate on Thursday or Wednesday, whatever day it is in your part of the world, to remove the blocks, and then the full moon to get Guru's grace in those 3 or 4 days, I would just clear my schedule as much as I can.
Okay, and so then as far as, because it seems like it's a very long full moon, this one here in Britain, it's going to be something like 36 hours, I think,
okay.
It looks like. So I can do my my celebration of Guru Purnima on both of those nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
My own personal practice of Guru Purnima, for Guru Purnima, on honoring and requesting the blessings of the Guru, right, for both those nights.
Absolutely, and you can do it in the day, too. So if you can...
Oh, I don't have to only do it at night.
No, you can do it all day long. From you can start after pradosham. You know, because if you really want a breakthrough, this is what Dr. Pillai said, this was many years ago, to me, when I first started, and it was to a group of us. And he said, if you can lock yourself away for 36 hours, you know, so you could go to a hotel, or if you can lock your, you know, you don't have anybody coming to your home. If you can do that for 36 hours, and night and day, you are just in meditation, you're doing abhishekams, you're doing all spiritual practices, you're not answering your phone, you're not eating, you know, you can take some juice or something, some cracker just to have your blood sugar up, but not go overboard, and you just focus for 36 hours, you will have a major breakthrough. Now, if you do it on this time, oh my God.
Hmm.
You know, because all your intention is, I'm doing my part, and I know that my intention is to get all the blessings, and I will stay up day and night for 36 hours, or as much as I can, and then once I come, you know, if I have a little rest, then I can wake up again and start again. And I do that continuously. That will shift everything in your life. The divine will descend and say, who is this person? And it's exactly what happened to me. I did it, almost 20 years ago. And that was a breakthrough. It was total grace to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And he and Dr. Pillai was kind of challenging everybody. And I don't know if anyone else did it. I just know that I did it. And it wasn't until, I don't know, maybe, I can't even remember back then, but maybe it was a month or a couple months or maybe even a year, and someone wrote me an email and said, you know, Dr. Pillai was really happy when you did that thing, and it shifted everything for you. And I went, like, how did you know? How did he know? Right?
You mean you didn't tell him beforehand that you were going to do it?
No. He just said, he would say, chant this mantra for 18 hours or 72
hours. Yeah, he still does that kind of thing too, right?
He does. So, yes, he knows. Because the divine is everywhere. So, and it knows what souls are doing what. So for myself, that was a huge breakthrough. And it was challenging.
You got to really sort your life out in advance if you're going to take that amount of time. So it really does demonstrate commitment, right?
Well, yeah, but then you think of how much time you've been spending and nothing's happening not much is happening.
Right.
So it's worth it. You know, to clear your slate. But then you don't have to do 36 hours. You could do, as many hours as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how fast it goes. When you do abhishekams, go from Toronto.
I do know. And I remember there was that one time when there was about 10 of us that got together and did Shreem Brzee for 8 hours in Toronto. And the time flew by.
Yeah. And it was, and then that's
only did Brzee. Did we do Shreem Brzee or was it Brzee?
I think, you know what, I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Yeah. But people had really good results. They were manifesting. They had breakthroughs in their finances and things like that. So that's the beauty of doing it in a group too. You know, whether you go for 1 hour or 2 hours, that energy is really there. So
yeah.
Yeah, so that's something, those are kind of things to...
Okay, great.
...to do.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much, Indrani, and enjoy the blessings of Guru.
It's a lot of blessings. Thanks very much. I will.
Okay, thanks. Is there anyone else who has anything that they'd like to share or a question that they'd like to ask?
Hi, Sukrita?
Yes.
Hi, it's Germaine. How are you?
Germaine, how are you?
Yes. I'm doing good. Thank you. Couple questions. One is with the Guru Purnima coming. I know that there's the one event where it's 2 hours. And then I saw in Pillai Center there was another thing you could do for $45 and another thing. There were a couple other things that you could do. So would the 2-hour live event with Dr. Pillai be the best one to do?
It's got to kind of be up to you, right? Whatever fits into your budget.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever resonates with you.
Okay. The other question I have is, you know, when you look daily and you see how the planets operate hour by hour by hour, mm-hmm. can you tell me how to use that more effectively?
Well, once you're tuning into the planet, you are receiving the blessings from those planets. I get the feedback. Is there? Are you on speaker?
Oh, I'll change it. Hold on.
Yeah?
That should be better now.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So what your question is how to use the hourly watch more effectively, meaning that how do you benefit from the planets? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Like, I already know I have three exalted planets, and those are supposed to be really good times for me. So that I look to see when those planets are operating on that particular day. But, like,
fantastic.
For instance, when Mercury or some of the other planets, what do you look for, like, to, you know, like, in that hour? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so all the planets have different energies.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go on to AstroVed. They have free services or free things that you can – just let me see what it says here. Free learning, I think they call it. And then they tell you – free and learning, that's where it is, it's that tab. And they tell you about the planets, they tell you, you know, what each one represents, they tell you what the birth stars represents. But if you want to make it even simpler, you can just, you know, go to the Panchang and then, do you have a smartphone?
No, I just go on the computer. I go on the computer and I look.
Okay, because there's also the apps, right, for the smartphones, mm-hmm. Androids and iPhones. And what will happen is that hour, during that hour, so say for example it's Mercury, then the mantra for Mercury will play during that hour. And
wow.
And then you can see all the characteristics of Mercury. You can see what mantra to chant. You can see the writing of it. You can see what activities you could be doing. So it really is a great tool to have because it will ping, it will go every hour once you download it.
Great reason to have a smartphone.
There you go, pretty smart, right?
Yeah.
So, but if you don't and you want to do it old school, you can, you know, look into what each planet represents. There's also, we have a Vedic astrologer who's also Ply Center teacher, Vali, and she does a Vedic astrology club. If you go on to astroved.com and you click on the events tab, the events calendar, you'll see her astrology club calls, and you can learn about it there as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, but to do it right now, so that you are kind of getting the blessings or getting into the energy now, I would invest in the app.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's great. Thank you.
And then it'll ping you, and it'll say the mantra, and you will be cued, and you'll go, whoa, this planet is good for me, this planet is not good for me, so I'm glad I'm propitiating it, and then it will start to bring good results. Because we can have exalted planets, but sometimes exalted planets can make us too optimistic, and then we don't pay attention to things, and then we get sideswiped. So
okay. It
can be like it can be beneficial, and it also can be a detriment too. So you really have to, when you pay attention every hour, you kind of, everybody's your friend. Everybody's like, oh, you know, you're kind of the friend of everybody.
Okay, mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because we have, in life, we have friends who, you know, maybe we experience different things in life with them than other friends. So it's like the planets are giving you ideas or thoughts, and depending on, you know, your karmic relationship to them in previous lifetimes or maybe even in this lifetime, they can give you good or bad results. But the main thing is that you want to be paying attention to them every hour, in this case of hourly watch, and then see how those energies are affecting your psyche, meaning you know your emotions, if you're stable and in harmony and things are going smooth, or things might start to go sideways, and then you start saying the mantra for the planet. Even if you just did it for 1 minute out of that whole hour, that would be giving you a lot of blessings because you just are paying attention.
That's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else, Jermaine?
No, I'm good. Looking forward to Guru Purnima.
Yay! Well, enjoy. And I'm looking forward to hearing from everybody once they come out of it, once we come around, you know, come through it.
The other question I do have that comes up is it Prasodam? Prasadam? How do you say it?
Pradosham?
Pradosham, okay. It's like, that's actually new to me. So what's the best thing to do? What is the best thing for me to do on that particular day?
On Pradosham? Well, yes. One of the things, again, you can, you know, click on to Sundays with Sutrita blog, and you can, you know, read about those Pradoshams calls, or you can go on to astroved.com and read about Pradosham there. You know, just do a search. But the best thing to do is Tirni Lakantam Makaro Sivayanama, or just Tirni Lakantam, the karma busting mantra, and then do that. You can do it that whole day. In fact, you can do it every day. But if you are really focusing on clearing some karma on Pradosham days, which are every 13th moon on the waning and waxing cycle, so twice a month, it's about 1.5 hours before sunset time.
Okay.
You'll even pay attention to your throat. Even now, as we're speaking about it, pay attention to your throat, everybody can. And then you can see things, or you can feel things coming up, or some emotions come up, or you feel like I'm gulping or wanting to clear your throat. That's energetic congestion. And when you pay attention to that, imagine a laser beam of blue light piercing the throat. It's destroying anything that is causing blocks in your life. And then you can, people do things like take a lemon or a lime and they roll it on their throat and their shoulders or around their head, and they imagine all the negativity being absorbed. And then you cut the lime or the lemon and then throw it away. Combust a coconut, to use as a surrogate to get rid of negativity. And these are all spiritual tools that will be the sacrificial item to remove negativity from your life. And then when you do it during that window of time with the intention of whatever thing that you want to bust, you know, obstacle or breakthrough that you want to have in some area of your life. And I've had Pradoshams and I've just been in tears. And then after it, I'm just like, whoa, that was weird. Because I'm back to normal again. You know, because so that's a sign that things are leaving you. Things that have caused you pain that you've just pushed down, you know, or you haven't paid attention to, or you just accept, well, life is suffering. Well, I got to go through this. No, you don't. So when you pay attention to the, and especially this Pradosham, because it is a great time to remove any obstacle that's preventing grace from flowing directly to you and you receiving the direct benefits. It's always coming, but it's getting blocked somehow. So do definitely pay attention to this Pradosham coming up. And you can do it at home, do anything at home, or do it online, same, it's your soul.
I'm glad I asked the question. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jermaine.
Thanks.
Okay, any other questions? Anyone want to share? So if you just imagine what you did, go backwards into your memory bank to 12 months ago at this point in time in July, what was going on? And what could you have, if you had known the power or grace or blessings that could have been bestowed on you at this point, what would you have done differently? And then, now that you have this knowledge, what do you want to manifest? Yeah? Is there someone there? It might be somebody driving.
Yes.
Hello? Yes? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, Sucharita, this is Larkin.
Hey, Larkin, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Just wanted to see how everything's going. The meditations are very powerful. Unfortunately, I had to do this one with my eyes open. I was on the road just coming back from visiting my mom. But everything's, plugging along. And if we can't do anything else, what are some of the things, if we can't afford the $197 fee for Life Center's 2-hour phone initiation with Dr. Pillai, what are some of the best mantras for us to chant, or just at the very least what we should be doing? If nothing else.
Yeah, and it's a good question. Thanks so much for asking, Larkin, because, the divine knows what you can and cannot do. So don't stress out about it. That's the first thing. The second thing is if you've been on a spiritual path or been with Dr. Pillai for some time, or you have some practices that you're doing, and you want to experience the results of those practices, you can continue to do them. But if you do the Mula Mantra, the Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Baba Yaswaha, and you can just say that all the whole time, for those, as Indrani was saying, 72 hours, that's really going to give you a tremendous amount of intelligence and breakthrough. And then, imagine Dr. Pillai beaming your third eye with a golden beam of light coming from his third eye into your third eye, and then the golden ball of light spinning. So if you can't remember how to do that, then just download the meditation from here and then just play that. That will be helpful for you. If you can get the Mula Mantra, I don't know if it's available on Pillai Center. It might be. So, go on there and see if you can get the download and then just play it all the time. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. So that would be, things you do. And then also, as we were speaking with other people, do offer petals, flower petals. Do Abhishekam, light a ghee lamp. When you light a ghee lamp, that's actually Guru's grace coming in. So you can do that. Those would be kind of like minimum things that you could do.
Thank you. That helps a lot. And I've been wanting to get a ghee lamp. And this is sort of... I've been trying to stay very conscious of the nine different planet cycles just throughout the day, and it's a lot, to monitor, I don't know, but I'm trying to own my Saturn. That's what I've been trying to do lately. But I've been trying to stay very conscious, and I've been doing the Saraswati, the I'm actually. Mm-hmm. This toothpaste that I was using for a while, it's called I'm, and so that around the time that I started, that you mentioned that mantra on the call a while ago, when I was using the toothpaste, and it was a revelation. But so I'm who is the is there an archetype or deity that represents or performing or performance? Or
yeah. Yeah, so the performer god or deity is that Dr. Ply refers to is Karpasamy.
Okay. And I just participated in Karpasamy Tarkdam ritual recently, and I've been really plugging at it, just getting as many products as I can on Astroved. And I'm in a job where it's commission based, and so I want to get my activity up, and if I do, maybe it's a passive earning job. You know, maybe I'll get more money in my bank account. So I've had my eyes on all of the Guru Purnima things for quite a while. The Rahu Ketu. It's very enticing, you know, that just this powerful time of the year, and I just really don't want to miss it. But mm-hmm. It seems, you know, like I might not have enough money, you know, so the very, you know, if I can, you know, afford anything, I'm obviously going to go with the Pillai Center, you know, initiation. I look forward to just keeping conscious.
That's great, and that's the best thing to do is, you know, we can come here to, we meet Baba, either we meet Dr. Ply on the YouTube or maybe even in person or through a program, and then it becomes like a Toys R Us store. You know, there's just so much, and we love it all. You know, we have to make a decision in our life, and then you pray to the divine, and you see what fits into your budget, you see what resonates with you, and that's why we have this free weekly call service, because, you know, it encourages you to do the right thing for you, and don't be stressed out, don't be fearful, oh my God, if I don't do it, I'm going to, you know, miss. But the heavens kind of open up, especially for people who are, say, if I had this money, I would do this. Ritual, mm-hmm. or I would do that, and all of a sudden it appears, or you know they have it in some miraculous way. So other people will say, "Yes, I wish I had it," but then maybe there's too much karma in the way. That's fine. You just work on clearing that. Don't lose your faith, your positivity, or optimism, and then doors will open up for you to experience whatever it is that you need to experience, and then your rituals at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really appreciate the Astroved products, and you're very spot on with saying it's like a Toys R Us store, because it's all so great. Two different things, questions that I have. The first is that when we recite mantras, and versus when you do go on the computer and address before, but I just wanted to versus the fire lab. Is it safe to say that reciting something and having the sounds vibrate within your own space where you are right then is somewhat different to the, you know, it's a added bonus to doing fire labs and things of that nature, or I guess my question is, what is how does chanting mantras connect us with the divine versus the fire labs?
Well, the fire labs, they're empowered to bring the divine into the fire, and then it connects you on a deeper level. It burns away, it purifies. And then when you're feeding the different, you know, when the deity comes, because you call on the deity, and then the deity comes, and then you offer it the certain types of things, the offerings that it enjoys, and then you say your prayer, and you're doing your mantra, and then you get empowered. If you can't be on a fire lab, then you can also chant, and the mantra will do something for you, but it won't be as intense.
seeing as we're in the Chitra first star right now, is it really if we visualize something in our third eye, is that going to make it come true, or what are some other steps for visualizing and creating using the third eye that you can recommend?
That's sort of a broad question. So what is it that you would like to do?
I mean, if I visualize a fancy car, does that mean that the steps are sort of I'm shown the way to earn enough money to do that, or I don't know.
No, that's a good question. I see what you mean. So if it is, okay, let's just say, it's when Dr. Ply always shares, and I know the story is so true, where he empowered a group of people, and he said, I want you to all have Mercedes. And many of them had really bad credit, so it was really impossible in their minds. But then they just did the mantra. They tatted in their thoughts. The first thing that happened is they started to see Mercedes everywhere. So they started to see Mercedes, when they were driving. They started to see Mercedes in magazines. They started to feel the energy. They even found themselves going to a Mercedes dealership, sitting in the car, going for a test drive. One girl even went for a test drive in a Mercedes and then stopped the car and just closed her eyes, smelled it, felt the steering wheel, felt the seats, remember, just putting it all in her consciousness, and then just did the sound, and it came to be, where every single last person got the finances together, so it was an experiment that he had done with people who just wouldn't even qualify. Not that they wouldn't qualify financially, not everybody. There were other people who had jobs and who could afford the Mercedes and things like that, but they just never really desired it. So it almost woke up that desire in them. So how you can is you just say, well, this is what I really want, and I'll just put it in my third eye. You can start to create a vision board. We've talked about that before. You can start to write it, and then you put empower with the mantra. Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Same as if you want to live in a beautiful neighborhood. You start walking there. Just go walk there. See what it feels like. Chances are there's an open house in that neighborhood. You can go to open houses. So, whatever it is that you want to manifest, you just put it in your third eye and you do the mantra practice. You do something every day. You stay alert, maybe get the Aura watch and find out what your good and bad planets are. And then do the mantra during the good planet time. And then you will eventually manifest whatever it is that you desire.
What about other people who claim that they can remove karma?
I don't really know.
I know.
I don't really know.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Larkin. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So someone wrote on my Skype, which mantra should we use to manifest a Mercedes? You can use the awe meditation. That's a good one because it's imagining the energy moving up the spine and then energizing your third eye so that your third eye is totally energized with the sound of creativity. And then you can, some people can visualize the things, like they see image in the third eye, So that was a meditation. And it's also, you get in, your whole body starts to feel that. So you're lighting up. It's like you're lighting up your sushumna. You're enlivening your chakras. You're like an antenna for the divine beings to come in. And then the awe is the sound of creation, the one that Dr. Pillai had given to Dr. Wayne Dyer. And then Wayne Dyer had put it out to the world, and the CD. And then the CD sold millions because people, millions and millions, because people were getting benefit from this awe meditation. So you can do that. You can do Shri Mrzi because that will help you to manifest your desire. So it's not just the thing, the object. It's you got to get into the energy. You know, to create, you can't be like, oh my God, I want to go get that. And that kind of energy is kind of needed for willpower, but it also can be very destructive energy. Because then you get, if it doesn't happen fast enough, you get frustrated or you get doubtful. So, but if you're chanting Shri Mrzi, as we've mentioned before and Dr. Pillai has said before, the secret of that is that Shreem is not only the goddess Lakshmi who gives you everything that represents happiness on the earth plane, including material things and beautiful things and luxury and wealth and things that represent that. She also gives you the direction to get it. And it's not something on the intellectual level, but something will appear, an opportunity will appear. Maybe you might have a friend or a family member who had a Mercedes. And they don't want it anymore. They want to upgrade, and they give you a good deal. And it's, you know, a couple years old, but it's brand new. And it was totally out of your realm. Or you might be in the case of you get hired by a company, and then that car, that company says, I give you a car service, and it happens to be Mercedes. Or you just happen to qualify to have the finances to get a Mercedes. Maybe you get an inheritance, you know, something like that. So, you know, Mercedes is also something that represents wealth across the board world. So you have to cultivate that consciousness inside of yourself, and then the Mercedes will appear. But if you just say, oh, I want it, and then you just worry, or oh, I'll never get it, or nah, it doesn't really matter, then that means you don't really want it. You're kind of neurotic about it, but then you don't really care if you don't have it. So you got to get really clear in your mind. So Shri Mrzi will give you direction. It will directly link you with that energy that will pull towards you, whether it's a house or a car, Mercedes car, or whatever. I know someone who manifested a, what are those cars called now? Maserati. I didn't even know what they were. I'd heard about them in a song in the 70s. Person had seen this Mercedes in their parking garage, and they just went, oh my God, what is that? And then they just saw it all the time within, and then they thought, oh my God, this would be a great car to have. All of a sudden they got a drive in it, not that car, but they, a friend or someone had. So they started to get opportunities where this started to come. Then they eventually manifested it, because they really, really wanted it. They loved it. They felt it. And that's a big ticketed item, big ticket price. So, you know, don't limit your consciousness to what you think you can or cannot do. Because then, and two, you know, people have to work up to it as well. So if you're on the spiritual path and you have lifetimes where you were a monk or you know, a nun or something, saint, you know, yogi. You sort of renounced the world and you said, well, you know what, I don't need all that stuff. But then this lifetime you came and you said, I don't really want to be a monk, but then you didn't have the consciousness to overcome that, those monk tendencies. So, And then maybe you were raised in an environment where people had money and then they weren't very nice to one another, so that even reinforced it. Mm. So be careful what you're thinking. So that's why it's good to, as Dr. Pai says, you know, have vision boards. Those are the easiest, I find, because or sticker notes. What are those things called? It's really late here. It's been a long day for me. Sticky notes, and that post-it notes, that's what it is. And then you just write down your manifestation. I have a book that I write down every day, and I scribble in it like I am now during calls. And then I see what, you know, I'm what the divine is trying to pull through the pen. And what I just wrote was Om. I don't know why, but that's what I wrote. So, you know, use your sticky notes or a book and just write down relationship, health, car. So you're constantly reminding yourself, and then you kind of go into a zone where, geez, I didn't even think I was thinking that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you write down relationship or a car or home or a spiritual path or a God or whatever it is, then that gets really empowered and reinforced in you. So, and everybody's got a smartphone and you have notepad on your smartphone, so you can just like put stuff in there. The reason I say go get these apps is because it will wake up that consciousness in you, because as someone, I think it was Germaine, was saying, you know, Mercury represents money, represents business. It represents that energy to, you know, get your bank, your finances in order. It doesn't say, oh my God, freak out about it. It says, you got to pay attention to this. And Mercury is a really fast-moving planet. So it can come up with lots of different ways. It's very intelligent. And it connects you to people. It's like the messenger to the king. So it connects you to the big people. So, you know, that's on simplistic terms. But, you know, you want to get into those energy of the planets, and then all of a sudden you'll start to feel like that, doing those kinds of things. And then ideas will come to you. And then the manifestations are much easier to do your mantras and then manifest, because your whole thinking is into it. You're looking at it. The visuals are there. So you're constantly bombarding yourself with it. And then eventually you become it. So I hope that answers your question about the Mercedes.
Sujita?
Yes.
Hi, it's Namichka again. Since we're talking about Mercury, what chant do you recommend for Mercury?
You can say Om Buddhaya Namaha.
Om Buddhaya Namaha, okay.
Yeah, so go on to AstroVet if you don't have an app. You can go on to AstroVet and go under Free and Learning, and you'll see a virtual puja. And you can just click on virtual puja, and that's also another way to propitiate the planets every hour.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll do a little puja, and then you'll hear the priest chanting the mantra. You'll say they'll say key in your name and your birth star, and then the priest says, you know, he's saying it in Sanskrit, but he's saying, I'm inviting you to this puja. And here's the person, he says, say your name. And I'm saying it out loud, and I'm like, oh, my God, is he hearing me? So you really get into it. And then your birth star, and he will say the birth star, and that represents the energy that you came to this earth plane to live out. So
okay.
Each time a new hour goes by, you find out what the hour is by looking at planetary watch. Then go to the virtual puja, and then click on that planet, and you can do the puja with the priest offering the different things. And you click on, like, you can click on the incense, you can click on the light, the ghee lamp, and then you can click on breaking a coconut. So it's kind of fun, too. And I'm telling you, within a minute, it only takes about a minute, and you are in a different state of consciousness. You feel the blessings coming through from that planet. So try it.
I will. I've known about it for a long time, but I had it on my smartphone for a while. At least the way the app was when I got it a couple of years ago, I'm sure it's been
updated. It's changed now. Definitely get it again because the technology has changed.
Okay, yeah, because I had a hard time getting into it the way it was a couple of years ago, so I'll try it again. And does it cue on the app, does it cue you what the, as far as the planetary watch is, so it kind of helps?
Every hour it comes up with that planet. So a page will appear.
Perfect. Oh, that's easier than the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, I will definitely try that. And then about a week and a half ago, I basically entered a new career.
Hey, congratulations.
Really, that I've been wanting to do. And I want to make sure that I'm really freeing up energies and making the most of, I mean, there are a lot of different aspects to this. I want to make sure that I'm making the best use of my time and optimizing things and that sort of thing. Do you recommend just chanting Shiva like you recommended at the beginning of the call, or is there something else you might recommend to help me make sure I'm really, you know, I want good sustained effort, and I want to make sure I'm making the most of every nanosecond.
Well, planetary watch is a great one. So get that up.
Okay.
That will keep you in alignment with all the energies that are coming that may be disturbing, or get knocking you off focus or not helping you to be able to concentrate or understand or do your best. So when you pay attention to these planets, because they're coming every hour, and so when you pay attention, they're going to be helping you every hour versus, you know, you being sideswiped. Another one is Kalabhairava. So if you go on to answer,
I've been doing that at night. What Venkatesh recommended. He said between like 3 and 5 a.m. or pretty much any time after dark.
Yeah, you can do it in the daytime too. You can do it in the daytime. But if you can't, you know, if you don't remember it every day, then do it especially on 8th waning moons. We've talked about that on Sundays with Sutrita too, where we brought in Kalabhairava's energy. So on an 8th waning moon, you look on the Astrovid calendar, and you can really pay attention to Kalabhairava.
I feel it's important to do it every day. So I've been doing
absolutely.
It at night. But you want to speed things up. So Kalabhairava is the way to go for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. So fortune, luck, grace. If you want it, this is the time to get it. And, you know, everything they say about success is 80% is just showing up. So be there in the right place at the right time. And be doing the right thing, which is to, you know, participate in accessing Guru's grace this week, and then work up to it. You never know, by the end of the week, you might, or by the time that Guru Purnam comes, that you all of a sudden get the blessings to maybe participate in some of the some service online. Maybe you might get the initiation. Maybe you will just get the time to do your meditation practice at home or wherever you are, and you just feel the grace of the Guru. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Dr. Pillai says, when you are communing with Master or the teacher or divine beings, you just cry and cry. And you don't even know why you are. It's a very emotional, it's the highest emotional connection that you can ever have. So I invite everyone to just be aware this week and participate in any way that you can. Maybe listen to the recording if you missed some of it. Yagna has done a great job of putting out the newsletter, and Alex as well. He does the technical posting to the blog and to make sure that it gets out in the mailer. So check your email, go on to the blog, read it, because it's an energy. It's an energy that you want to always be staying in, and then you will be on the right path because it's your soul that's wanting you to be here for some strange reason. So why not have a playful time? And please, everybody, smile. The spiritual path can be intense, but it's already intense enough. Life is intense enough, right? So smile when you're doing your practices. It will change the chemistry in your brain. And your neurons will fire. They'll be firing happy chemicals. They'll be releasing happy chemicals. And then with that happiness, you become more optimistic about life. You cultivate more faith in yourself and in other people. You start to see good things in people. You're not so hypercritical or tying people to their old way of being. It doesn't free them up to be any different either. So we start to really, really get conscious of what it is we're thinking and then moving towards what it is that we would love to be in every given moment. So these are all the tools, all the tips, all the sharing. I appreciate every single person who has shared, either verbally here, sharing their experience, asking their questions, those who have held the space by listening, those who are going to be listening afterwards who weren't even here on the live call. And may God bless you. May Guru bless you. May Dr. Pillai bless you. Open your third eye and then manifest things in a very miraculous way. So have a great week, and we will see you after Guru Purnima. It will be a really powerful time to come together and you know, bathe in those energies. So I'm looking forward to it. Please send us an email.
Sucharita?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Sucharita. I know you want to get off, and I just want to make this real quick. This is Diana.
Oh, Diana, how are you?
Oh, very good. Just real quick, I had a sudden, sabotaging attacks from people in my past just recently, and I was just wondering, is Maruga's mantra the best thing for me to do, or Karpaswami, or what should I do against that?
Yeah, I mean, either of those is fine, but just Diana knows sometimes, too, that the karma is just coming and it's just playing out, and then you just don't pay attention to it. So
well,
it can
really
be,
is it better not to pay attention or to go back and try to face it?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's something really specific, then why don't you send me an email, and then I can give you some more specific guidance. In general, if things are intensifying in anyone's life, then it just means the karma is coming up. And then if you hold on to it or you fight it or you have a conflict with it, and then you're doing your mantra practice or you're doing maybe a fire ritual or something with that intention that it doesn't affect you in an adverse way, you can do that. But if you can't do all that, then it's just coming up to be cleared.
Okay.
So just note it and then pray. And then try to do the things that you can do to get on the right track.
All righty. Thank you.
Does that help, Diana?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then you can, because it's something maybe a little bit more personal, then you can just send me an email.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a happy Guru Purnima. All right. Any more? Any more questions? It's been a fabulous conversation with everyone. Have a great week. And again, God bless, Guru bless, Dr. Pillai bless every aspect of your life and both spiritually and material. Take care and bye-bye.